So for that, one thing is very much necessary. You see, those who want to progress on the way, they must keep self-introspection repose. You criticize yourself as you would criticize others. You see, don't fail yourself. Those who don't keep diaries, their progress is not heard. Sometimes they have progress, otherwise. We have to note down all failures in our lives into certain areas, as given in the diary report, you see. And weed out. To know only that how many failures are there is not sufficient. What you do today, don't do tomorrow. What you do the other day, don't leave off. One by one, weed out all things. And if you continue also putting time daily for that, then you progress both ways. In a month or so, you can progress wonderfully. In old times, men used to go up to sit at the feet of masters for years, and when they were considered fit, only something was given to them. Times have changed, you see. Nobody can put in so much time with the masters for the worldly life. So the concession is there from God, so that many people may be benefited. So you are given experience the very first day, maybe little or more, and develop it by regular practice and self-introspection, noting all failures to be weeded out from day to day. May I ask you, you're all here, most of you are initiates, how many of you are keeping diaries and submit regularly to me? So I think more than half are not telling the diary. Keep a diary will make you regular and get you guidance on your sending report. That adds to my work. I'm glad to take it upon my shoulder. But if you don't send any diary, how much time you put in, whether you weed out all your imperfections, this is that. So I will enjoin, request you, not enjoin, request you to keep diary in the interest of your own progress. So this is what is your own personal question, because it is you who have to lead the body, nobody else in your place. Is it not? You can pray done by your, I mean, ministers and others, you see. Other things can be performed on your behalf by others. But this work you have to do yourself. Nobody, other man can give you a boost to help you. But you have to put in time yourself for that. This is your very personal question, because it is you who have to lead the body. Nobody else wants your place. So it's most important, you see, and we have not paid so much attention to it. If you keep diary like that, go on with your meditation regularly, you go smiling when seeing the body. When my wife left the body smiling, I'm going, yes, all right, go, you must. On the day of the first day, initiation will give you a boost to rise above body consciousness and come in contact with that power with you. Maybe little or more, that is the start. Some capital is given. So that you have to do it by regular basis. That master power resides in your heart, waiting for you. The quicker you do, the better. Anytime that may meet us, we should meet it. Yes. All right, I'm coming. If you go daily like that, then there's no fear of death. All loss and misery to conquer in death. Now, I hope you realize the necessity, the importance of meditation. All other duties are secondary, I would say now. Only understand this, all right, as I gave you the example of that learned man who wanted to cross the rivulet with the boatman. And the boatman asked him, do you know swimming? Because they have read about it. If you don't know practice, you know that your whole life is lost. So on initiation, master power resides in your heart, waiting for you. When you meet him, you can talk to him, then further guidance will be there to direct for family. Initiate becomes truly initiate, becomes the master, servant of the master. When he meets him, he talks to him heart to heart. So, I think it's getting now 10:45. If you've got any other questions concerning that, you're welcome. It's the best I know, I will tell you. One thing more, sir, to keep the diary, submit your diaries regularly. Second thing, you must attend the talk, the group talks given at different centers. Leave hundreds of work to go there, because there when you sit, more than one sweet member of the Master Bala. He's there. Christ said, when more than one man sits in my name, I'm there. By radiation. That power works. So many people find no time. They say they've got no time to spare. They should try to spare. That is to their best interest. And I think hundreds of hours you can leave off, and for thousands of hours you must leave to do your own work. Then it is your own work, is it not? Find your time, please. Even the busiest man can find out some time. If he finds, where there's a will, there's a way. So there are 24 hours of the daytime. We have to spare at least tight of a tenth, one tenth, 2.5 hours. You have been consistent of only 2 hours. You do more, there's no hard and fast rule against it. It is your interest if you find more time. In 1912, when I entered the life, I met a Burmese saint. He was a professor in college. See? Professor. He came in colleges too, everywhere. I was always free with him. He was also free with me. When he used to go, he was going to say his prayers for hours. Generally, prayers are 5 times. You see, 5 times you go down, then stand up and this and that. So you do 5 times only. He went on doing for 2 hours, 3 hours like that. I put a question, well, dear friend, in Mohammedans, only they put, say, prayers 5 times, and you put in so many hours on it. He says 5 times is binding. Every Mohammedan must put it. And this 2 or 3 hours is put only to seek his pleasure, pleasure of God, you see. The more the time you put in, the better. But there's no hard and fast rule against it. At least minimum you should put in. And during the time you work as his obedient servant, you see. He does not ask you to leave your work, you see. 2 hours out of the 24 hours, then nothing. After that, put in whole attention to your daily work, but with worship, you have not to leave your house and home. You have to pay off debts, action as a reaction of the past, you see. Stay out. Master, don't advise to leave the world and go to the, to the mountains and everywhere. The big cave is this man body in which you are is there. You have to simply withdraw from all sense, sit there and wait. That's all. You keep your home sweet, first thing. Then earn your livelihood, honestly. And then pay some attention to this very important thing. When I went to my master, I was a family man with 2 children and wife. And I asked him how much time I should put in. You see, he said 5 to 6 hours at least, the more you can. So there's no hard and fast rule for that. You are not to put in more time, but still. Snatch away some time, you see, maximum you can. That will go to your interest. You'll come in daily, coming and going at your will and pleasure. Wouldn't that be nice? So God has united you, see? Come as brothers, sisters, as wives, husbands. The first thing we have to just keep up those relations fresh, lovely, you see? And around both of each one of the family, we should go to meet God, you see? That is why I always suggest having chapel in your home, sit together from home, together often in the morning or evening with children, everything. And the whole atmosphere will change, you see? So that does not stand in your worldly life. Simply that makes you honest, of course, sincere. Any questions?
Yesterday night, you know, we wished to see you, and there was told you were tired.
There's no question. Don't look to my tiredness. Only find out some time together. You can come. You see, I have no objection. Tired means, for this work I'm not tired, my life. You look to my service, that's good. But give some time to me too, and I will be attending to you all. If you want to see me personally, last night some people did come up. They met me personally, they had their question, that night. And sitting and helped me in that, You can go on the other gentleman also. You're welcome to see me soon. But just sometime, last night it was, and yesterday, kindly tell us, after this, what is the program after this?
Master, I have a question.
Yes. Yes, please.
You have not told me to come when initiation is.
I don't follow with you, kindly speak loudly.
I have difficulties with meditation.
I explained today, you had the sitting.
But she said only the one you have told to come, but you have not told me to come yet. Can I come too?
Are you a new initiate?
I have been initiated for 1 month.
Are you initiated already?
Already for one month.
That's all right, but you are doing the sitting this morning, explaining all difficulties, and I think you sat for 40 minutes.
Can I just ask, are you having a sitting morning meditation this evening?
I think difficulties of many initiates must have been solved by this sitting. Others may have told another sitting later on, further on. Yes, please.
As far as I see, I have two questions.
Yes.
Many people want to talk to you personally.
Yes. Just the time of
day. Everybody wants to see you as often as possible.
Yes, all right.
So I beg you to be here as often as you can make it.
This time I'll be here. You fix time and I'll be here. It is for you to spare time if you got it. I am here only for that purpose.
Thank you.
Yes. Those who want to see me anytime, at night time you will talk open. We are all soldiers in the army of God.
We can come up to you, Master. Also, for a personal question.
I told you yes. Not once, 100 times yes. What time I must know? I must be ready to receive you. It is for you to spare time difficulties. For me, I'm sorry. I think the best time for meditation is the small hours in the morning when man is fresh after sleep. Quiet, fresh, and blank.
If
you cannot find time, then any time when you rise in the morning, first time. Even then you get no time when you finish some duties at the time of your food has come. This is the bread of life. You must give the bread of life to your first before giving food to the body. Make it a point, you see. So there's no hard and food. Morning hours and in the evening hours are the best. When the sun rises and sun sets, that's the proper time. Helping wake up. Otherwise, there's no hard and hot food. You can do at midnight, during the time, any time, when you're fresh and buoyant. But mind that, do one thing at a time completely. Holy and soul. Cut off everything else, open one drawer of the table and remain that one. Close all other, you see, drawers. And you say prayer, but you're from all of the holy and soul. In any way, in any way you devote yourself, so you success.
Beloved Master, at times when I have personal problems, I'm completely weighed down, and that disorganizes my meditation. So I usually say that thinking about the problem wouldn't solve the problem. You must rather think about you or go on with the meditation. But on the same, I haven't reached a stage yet where I may be able completely to disaway or dissipate with mind, like the question of thinking about the problem entirely. And that mainly disorganizes my meditation when I'm not able to meditate properly.
What is it? What is it?
I did not understand properly. What I understood is that you weighed down or something.
That's all right. You see, if you keep your diary regularly, first thing, submit to me for guidance. Every time you get guidance, whatever guidance is given, that should be understood and followed. Even that is not right, is not followed, then you can write to me a special letter for that. I'm here now, and if you got this morning, you have been giving a sitting, is it? You are here, or you have just come now?
No, I've been here.
You are here. Did you sit for meditation?
Yeah.
Do you have any experience, little or more? But that leads to some solution and trouble, you see. The more you come in contact with that light and something soon, everything will be calm, you see. All of the troubles will find solution for itself. That is happy factor. That will keep your mind engaged, you see. You put in regular time, morning, evening, then it will be all right. Put in, you know, that is why I think, and you see, keep your diary first. Then stick to it. Submit for writing. When I'm here, so see, for a month or so, I'm just almost here in Europe. Submit. You got some time, take away from your business, you can follow, enjoy talks at other stations in Europe. You're welcome. You're all dear to me, you see. When you have been chosen for that, you are given something, and that difficulty can be solved gradually. You see, you have to act up this, you set up now, put in time like that once per day, you close it. If there are any personal difficulties, that can be solved by hard work tough.
My question is not answered to what I wanted to be.
What is your question, please? Come up.
Yeah.
Come up. Yes.
You've only told us that when we have problems, you shouldn't merely write you, because by writing to Master always about your problem, limits the Master power working in you, because you always wish him to write to you, do this and do that.
On the physical plane, you have to work on the physical level. Yeah. Laws of nature cannot be known.
And I'm saying that
in a way, if you can contact within, you can reply there, that's all.
And I'm saying that when I have a problem.
Well, look here. Don't be sorry for the whole world, for your own difficulty. But you got to put it in nice positive. Now you told me that you have dissipated, no experience, etc. You got some. Any other difficulty that can explain? Don't be advocating for all the world over. Mind your own business. Your difficulty should be solved first.
Yeah, what I'm saying is personally.
Then sit down. Don't waste their time. If you're asking for special interest to them, that's another thing. You have got your difficulty in meditation. Improve. Go on with it. And away, you have to be very tender. Listen to the order, you see. But you will progress, definitely progress. There's nothing to be disappointed. And you reduce the dead power. Be regular, and everything will go. Whether you know the master power or not, whether there's God or not, when you be free, then you will come to know how yourself many things.
When I meditate,
that he has got this great difficulty, he doesn't know to control or concentrate his thoughts, and so he has got bad progress, and he wants to know if the Master has got some special practice for people in his condition.
I have nothing secret from you.
The Master has kein Geheimnis vor Ihnen.
Everything outspoken.
Alles wird gesagt.
Christ said, what you heard in here, speak out from the housetops. I have given you very open meditation hour to everyone, one and all, without any reservation. So that's the only way you got it. If you put in time regularly, stick to the diary, you'll progress. Definitely, ensure the service. Regularity will pay. Remove all difficulties. You need concentration. There's no high road to concentration, except to put in more time. In the beginning, you may have only 2 minutes. With the God power within, with the life within, maybe half a minute. Then by regular practice, you will have more time, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and by regular practice. So, what you say, Rome was not built in a day, you see? Regular practice makes you progress, definitely sure. That is why I said 5 to 6 hours, at least. The more, there's no hard and fast rule. The more time you put in, naturally you'll progress. Otherwise, now, otherwise you go jari. What have time is fixed? What time?
So, another question.
Come on, if you want to tell me.
Master, when I meditate and I see the light, the sunlight or golden light, my heart goes very fast and I'm so anxious.
This is the wrong way of doing it. You follow my English? This is the wrong way of doing it. You should not pay any attention to the breathing going on in the body. That breathing involved brings all this trouble. Now breathing is going on. You are not aware of it, is it? Then while sitting, why are you aware of the breathing?
I don't.
You become involved in that, you see. That is why I fix the attention outside of your physical body. You follow my mind? I think I don't like to leave you, and I also don't like to leave me too.
But without change of
the purpose of all of us being here is to know something about meditation. Is it not just as we told in the morning there is meditation hour? Meditation brings all our attention together at one place, on one particular subject. Not scattered, you see, to concentrate on one particular object. So much so that we forget ourselves. And this is one for all. Though you attended the talk last night, I said you'll understand it better. We came to the conclusion that we are all one as man, as soul, as worshipper of the power called by different names, which is the same. So we came to the conclusion that all mankind is one. Unity already exists as man, physical man, born the same way, with the same privileges from God, outer and inner. But he is fortunate to have the golden opportunity of man body, which is highest in all creation. God in this man body, we can solve the mystery of life. Theoretically we have done so much, intellectually so much, but it is a effective lesson to know the one which is driving the physical body. We have the physical body. We are carrying this physical body. But the physical body is given to us only for a short period. So we must make the best use of it, the sooner the better. So we are man first, then bearing the labels of different schools of thought, we have joined to solve the mystery of life. Further we came unto that we are conscious entities. The drop of the ocean of our consciousness. And as such, you are all brothers and sisters in God. No high, no low. And the same controlling power keeping us in the body. The body works so long as we are in the body. And we are in the body so long as we are controlled in the body by that higher power. So in the man's body, this is a golden opportunity in which we can know ourselves and know the controlling body, controlling power. So art of meditation is knowing oneself to knowing God, coming in contact with that. The result of that would be knowing God. But to know God, we must know ourselves first. God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties. Our mind, our intellect. Of course we use intellect to understand things. But after you understood, you must know yourself and come in contact with that higher power which is already controlling us in the body. So fortunate we are, in the search of God, we are not to go elsewhere, we are simply to tap inside, as Emerson says, who we are, what we are. That is all the seasons, masters, as they all gave out in their own times. Of course, in the language that which were prevalent at the time, Greek classes at Gnosis Hierton, Latin philosophers said Gnosis Tipson, and others said, unless you know yourself, you cannot life with thought and mystery of life. Oh, know thyself is the first thing we have to know. We have known ourselves from the physical level, from the intellectual level, but not spectral self-analysis. Feelings, emotions, and drawing inferences, they're all subject to error. Seeing is above all. So it is practically to know ourselves by self-analysis. What we have known at the level of feelings or physical body or intellectual inferences, that is not sufficient. So for that you have to see what to do. Have you seen any man die? I think some of you must have seen. First, he does not recognize anybody who is coming to him. His attention is withdrawn from outside. So he cannot recognize who is coming to him. That's first thing. Then the lower portion is numbness. The soul current, which envelops the whole body, is withdrawn from the body slowly, withdrawn, process goes on. Ultimately, is sent in the up, in the eyes, eyes are upturned. Yes? That shows the seat of the soul in the body is back the eyes. That's like this bulb is there, the whole room is unlimited. Similarly, the bulb of soul is at back the eyes from where whole body is unlimited. Is it? Saints to top saints. The ones who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, they have got the same experience of leaving the body as it has done at the time of death. So we have to withdraw from, you know, dwell on our own selves, which is the cause of all this which is going on, and we are controlled by some higher power in the body. So this is the process of meditation. In two words, like a factory, you see, that is run by powerhouse. The straps of the powerhouse are connected to the different departments of the factory, which are established, put up. That department sees its work. If the main slab is taken out, the whole machine is standstill. So the whole machine of the body is going on out of us, you see. And we have to reserve to our own self at the seat of the soul, which is at the back of the eye. That is why all masters said, learn to die so that you may begin to live. You know, follow me now? All masters said like that, in their own language, of course. Kabir says the same thing. Guru Nanak says the same thing in their own words. I'm not prolonging the subject. All others, unless you know yourself, you cannot know God. Our own self, our own consciousness, little self, is an environment mind is better than outer faculty, so much so identified with it, we have forgotten ourselves, you know. What to speak of knowing yourself. So this is the process of meditation I was just putting before you. One and all. The day, whether you belong to the East or the West, that makes no difference. You are man. Man is perfect in all respects. God also resides in this man's body, and we also reside in the same. So we have to search within us. You know, O Lord, cannot be had by observation. It is within you.
Good morning and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was an afternoon talk given on August 27, 1972 in Cologne, Germany. Our reader this morning is Marcia Crosby.
Good morning. Today I am reading from His Grace Lives On, the last Darshan talks. And I will start with chapter 13, True Independence, the Way Within You. This was a morning talk given at Sawan Ashram in Delhi on August 15th, 1974. Today is the day of independence for the country. This independence was gained after 100 years, you see. That's all right. People are trying to maintain the independence. Some are for and some are against. But we are not very much concerned with these things. We are mainly concerned with our own independence. It is only after 100 years that we have outer independence. And we, after eons of years, ever since the world began, are still exiled from our home, turned out of the country, you see, not under, what you say, regular bondage. We have not been out of bondage yet. The golden opportunity has been afforded to us from time to time to regain that independence, but unfortunately, for one reason or the other, we did not derive the full benefit of our man bodies. Let the past bury its dead. Again, God has given you the golden opportunity of a man body, so that you may regain your independence. We have to see how far we have gained our independence. So, I was just telling that this bondage started eons back when we were sent to the world. The first bondage was put on mind. We are subservient to mind. Mind is under the control of the 5 outgoing faculties, sight, audition, taste, smell, and touch. Through these indriyas, we are just stuck fast in the 9 doors of the man body. We cannot disentangle ourselves. We are identified with the body and the world outside, so much so that we cannot extricate ourselves. There's one way up, fortunately, and that is within us. 9 doors are open: eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, 1 mouth, and 2 underneath, 9 doors. There is 1/10th door. That is within you, latent within you, and starts when you go deep down into the darkness of your body. When you enter the foxhole of your brain, you see. Where does that start? Just at the time of death, our soul is withdrawn from outside. It is then that the outgoing faculties, the 9 doors, are withdrawn, extricated. These physical outgoing faculties leave us. They come to the back of the eyes, and there, the way to the foxhole of the brain, or 10th door, starts. The 10th door is the door at which you are to knock, and which will open to you. The other side is, of course, where master power is waiting for you. What for? To sup with you. And you are outside. In back of the eyes is where it starts. It's all pitch dark. That is the way into the foxhole of the brain. That is the only way in which you can have your independence. First from the physical body and physical outgoing faculties, then the astral body and astral outgoing faculties, and then the causal body and the causal outgoing faculties. So these are the three layers by which we are bound. If you could rise above all these three, you would have your independence. Before that, we have to rise above the nine doors of the body. That way is within you. You are man, born as man, with the same privileges from God. No high, no low, no east, no west. You are conscious entities environed by mind and matter and outgoing faculties, identified with matter, so much so that you cannot differentiate yourself. You are prisoners of your feelings. So you have to withdraw yourself from the body, from the outgoing faculties to the ninth door. How? When you look outside, just look within you. Within you, into the middle of the darkness lying in front. There, when the physical eyes, these physical eyes, are closed, the inner or third or single eye is open to see the light within. You can see within. The dense darkness of the body is shaken off. If you cease to hear from all outside, you begin to see inside, within you. That minstrel, our blessed God, is playing music all the time, unpaid for, no money required. He is always waiting for you. He'll make you hear that music, which is going on within you. You don't smell outside. That smell is within you, full of fragrance, jasmine-like. That you will only have when you rise above physical body, not before. When you withdraw from the tongue outside, just try to taste within you the elixir of Nam, the bread and water of life. When you come in contact with the ringing radiance within you, that touch, which is God within you, you'll be absolved of physical bondage. But this is not complete independence. This is the first part of independence. The second part will start when you rise above astral body and astral outgoing faculties. Then the third part, causal, when you again rise above the causal part. Rise above them, then you really get your independence. Now you are all under bondage, forbidden. You are prisoners of your past. The only difficulty is that which lies within you. First, the light is dark, pitch dark. When you close these physical eyes, they don't work. That is because the inner eye has to be opened for that. Single eye will be opened by someone whose inner eye is opened. How? Direct your attention to the darkness within you, the middle thereof. Look intently, minutely, penetratingly, to find what is in there. Then the light will sprout forth. Thine eye will be open. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. That's the first part of it. The second part is his presence. And in the third part, you have got complete independence. India was a country like that, without independence. So today is the day of independence for the country, too. But for us, it was a day of independence in the man body we have got. The difficulty lies within us. We cannot withdraw our attention from all outside. Our attention is identified with the world so much so that we have forgotten our own self. Somebody should be there to give us a boost, lift us up. Hundreds may sit and may be withdrawn from outside. This part of it is done by masters. This is the first step. In man body, you may also work in any social body. But for this subject, you need somebody who can give you a demonstration of how to withdraw your attention from all outside and direct your outgoing faculties at your will and pleasure. We are dragged like anything. Well, this is no independence. So that is the help given by God above. He resides in every heart. He is manifest here, there. Such like men are sent down to guide the child's humanity back to God. He will give you complete independence. You have been given the first step, but unfortunately you have not succeeded. Have you succeeded? Now, you have the protection of a God-man, a blessing, yes or no. Withdraw from outside, then it's all right. Now, outside things can attract you. It is only when our attention is completely withdrawn from all outside and you forget yourself that outer things won't affect you. Dead body up to here. Master puts his hand at the eye focus. All outgoing faculties up to here, eyes, ears, etc. So long as he is in this dazed area, he is always dragged outside. There is one way, through the tenth door within you. There, somebody is required who can give you a boost. By regular practice, you become adept. A demonstration of this is given by masters. You simply rise above at your will and pleasure. Your eyes may be open, but you won't see. You may be so completely absorbed that even though somebody may be calling you, you won't hear. When you have got that sort of independence at your will and pleasure, then you are Gurumukh. You are called Gurumukh. This is the first step of independence you will have. We have not yet got full independence, mind that. It is you who have to get this independence, not your body, not your outgoing faculties. So that is why masters have said, man, know thyself. You have to get independence. And further guidance is given by master within you. He guides outside. He also guides inside. You are never alone. When he invites you into this mystery, he resides with you once and for all. He never leaves you till the end of the world. No power of any might can take you away from his hand. And further still, that was predestined from birth. You have completely earned this from the fortunes of the past. When you have withdrawn completely, then you can also advance within, under the direct guidance of the master within you. But you cannot unless you withdraw first. You must have that. So Paravidya is the way to complete independence. I am the minister of my whole body. How many servants have you got? 10 servants to obey you? They don't go by my orders. Now we are perforated, dragged by these servants. Decide at the feet of the master, independence. Withdraw your attention from outside. Then your inner eye opens and your inner ear opens. Now only outgoing faculties are open. How many here are put on the way? Have any of you even crossed one class, one of the treasures of independence? No. Be jolly. Enjoy. When? When you have got at least one part of the independence, then the second, then the third. When you have complete independence, the whole world will dance with you. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. This is what is meant by twice born, Gayatri Mantra. There is ample light within you. You must be reborn in the name of God who is within you. This demonstration of being reborn is given by some competent person. Take Christ's cross daily, you see. Christ said, who do not take the cross daily are not my disciples. How far have you gained? Today is the 15th of August. The Day of Independence celebration was held in the town. You must have seen the vast crowd on TV at the talk that was given. This is the satsang. Here, I bypass the celebration and tell you where your true independence lies. At least gain the first part of it, then get the PhD later on. How many are there who have traversed the second part of independence? Hands up, please. There are very few, if any. Where there is a will, there is a way. We have now to contact that. Have the complete independence. To start with, we must have the first part of independence, and that is rising above body consciousness. We should try our utmost. We have this opportunity to regain it in this earthly body. This is the golden opportunity. Time and tide wait for no man. Those who want to have the complete independence, let them put their hands up. There is nobody who does not want it. Then by procrastinating, time will be wasted. Vedas say so. Procrastination is putting off till tomorrow what you can do today. This stands in the way. This is the main stumbling block on the way. Start your journey from the house. Go outside. Reach it. Die on the way, not at your door or at the door of where we have to reach. If you have the first part of independence, people will run up to you. If you gain the third part of independence, the whole world will be after you, you see? Does this appeal to you? What's delaying you? So shake off your habit of procrastination. But now you have to wait. I'm sorry, but thank God it is within you. The way was explained to you at this moment. So try to understand it and reach this independence. This is awaiting you in the man body. All right. God bless you all. This next reading is from the preceding chapter of the same book. So this is chapter 12 of His Grace Lives On. And this was given the title, I Am Within You, I've Come to Make You Free. And it was a morning talk from Salon Ashram in Delhi from August 14th, 1974. And I'll start with a disciple making the comment that tomorrow is the 15th of August, Indian Independence Day. And Master says, yes, I wish you to be independent. I wish you all to be independent. Independent of your body. Independent of your outgoing faculties. Independent of your mind. Independent of your intellect. Dependence is a heinous crime. Never depend on anyone. Outer help may come to help you. He says, I am within you. Come. How will you enjoy Independence Day tomorrow? And the disciple says, well, I thought that I would attend Mrs. Gandhi's speech at the Red Fort if I have your permission. And Master says, well, you can go, that's all right, but that won't make you independent. Talks will make you further dependent. So the best Independence Day is to withdraw from all outside. You come out of this narrow, dark cave of your body and rise above it into the beyond. That leads to the unconditional. So come in contact with that power which is God. Truthfully, you are not independent. Each man is bound in his own way. When you are independent, you feel blissfulness, radiate freedom. And the disciple says, radiate freedom? And Master says, yes. About the show tomorrow, thousands will gather together to hear the talk of the Prime Minister. They're going to pay obeisance to her. If you had told me, I would have arranged for your ticket. If you had told me earlier this morning, I could have gotten a seat for you, and now you will have to stand. You can see it on the television. There will be no crowds pushing there. And the disciple says, will you be watching it yourself? And Master says, I need not. I may or I may not. I am not bound. You are bound. But I can stay or not. You're bound to your likings. Tomorrow you are going to the gathering. I am very thankful to you. You have reminded us of Independence Day tomorrow. Let us all be free. All outward shams and shackles should be shaken off. And the disciple says, it's also Guru Day tomorrow, Master. And Master says, Guru Day is tomorrow or now? And the disciple says, yes, Guruwar. Master says, today is also Guruwar. Guru is not bound to Guruwar. He is free. He comes to make you free. He will give you a contact with truth, which frees you from all outside entanglements. That is why Christ said, those who do not take up their cross daily are not my followers. Take up your cross tomorrow. Why not fly? I will see all of you as a stick, the upper physical part of the stick. Somebody will see in here, I think. Master refers to the upper portion of the body, the head, as the top of the cross. You take up your cross. To take up your cross, you must be up in there. This is your cross. Master outstretches his arms and makes a cross of his body. I won't be able to find you here if you are all free. Independence Day is not in reach to the touch of the outside people. So real freedom is that. Outer freedom, too, comes only when there is no requirement for needs, military or anything. When each man has his own share of freedom without any exertion, the kingdom of God will come on earth, you see. Master comes to make you free from all entanglements, physical, astral, and tells you how to do it. Do not be stuck fast in this room. If you go up, you have got free air. If you rise above the physical body, it is all free. If you are made to live in some unventilated house with no windows, all pitch dark, no free air, do you not become fed up with it? Would you not like to go into a more ventilated room in the building where everything is free, like air, sun, and water? If you're free from all desires, then you'll really be free. Be desireless. All masters say this. Tenth Guru also said, Kama Bhim. So any works performed, but without reward, are true. If you want compensation or return, naturally you are bound. A disciple asks, how does one reach that state of being desireless? Master says, when there is no desire, read Seven Paths. Truth is free. When you come in contact with truth, you are free. All darkness is removed. You come out of the pinned house, similar to an adobe house, small, confined, with little light or air, in which they give you no air to breathe. The atmosphere is very stifling. Come up to higher bliss. Would you not like to come out of this narrow, narrow building? Masters tell you these things the very first day. Those who, at their own free will and pleasure, can come and go, are free. Yes, anyone else? So I hope you enjoy Independence Day tomorrow. All of you are enjoying independence. if all of you are enjoying independence, I won't be able to see all these faces. Disciple says, you show so much grace and so many kindnesses on us. How can we repay it? And Master says, by keeping his commandments first. Do what he says. No complaining, no grumbling. Whatever he gives should be accepted with joy. He was chosen for that reason. Generally, we simply start with complaints. Disciple says, yes, if we don't get one thing we like, we start grumbling. Master says, the more the sheep bleats, the more morsels fall from his mouth. I tell you to keep your meditations accurate. Put in more time. Take up your cross daily. This gives you more bliss. First of all, keep the commandments 100%. Then, develop the very habits and nature of the Master. That is had only through receptivity. You'll earn 2/3 more. Your Independence Day starts what time? When? And the disciple says, the sooner the better, I guess. And Master says, I wish you to go and be ready to enjoy Independence Day. Parades and speeches make you bound, not independent. They are more chains. Rise above. And a disciple asks, Master, if you are true to yourself in thought, word, and deed, is that enough? And Master says, not only that, something more, still more. If you have sweet remembrance of the teacher in God, then you become receptive. And at this point, the lights went out. And the disciple says, Master makes the darkness beautiful. And Master says, in just 3 minutes of silence, you can want independence. Within 3 minutes of silence, can you not? And a disciple says, Beloved, what if one has a great desire, and that is just to be with you? Don't care for anything else. They just want to go with you. And Master says, if it is true, you will have it. You are already there, but not realizing it. Never alone. Master dropped a pebble in the dark room and said that people go outside to look for it because they can't see in the dark room. And then he says, I tell you, they think there is more light outside there and that they can find it outside because there is more outer light there. All right. God bless you. Go. And I'll end there. Again, that was His Grace Lives On, The Last Darshan Talks. I was just reading chapter 12, and prior to that, I read chapter 13. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Marcia, for reading Master's inspiring, guiding words. There were 87 participants at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for strengthening our bonds of loving devotion to you.
So Master's come to tell us, they address us either as a man, from the level of a man, O man, awake, or from the level of the soul, conscious being, O children of light, awake, you are asleep.